Here now the news. I'm Leslie Jederick. Gasoline prices continue to rise, and experts say Americans may be paying $2 per gallon at the pump by the time summer arrives. And surveys show that drivers are starting to adjust their habits in response. Randy Granatelli is a motorist in Nozzle Gap, Pennsylvania.
I still speed, I still tailgate, I still cut people off, but when I roll down my window to make a gesture, I use my fist rather than extending any fingers because that creates aerodynamic drag and it hurts mileage. But I still do the fist, you know you can do with that fist, buddy. Pull over.
The Organization of Price-Fixing Countries is expected to meet later this month to gloat about the rebound in oil prices and to mock owners of SUVs. Campaign warnings are out for the center of the political spectrum as the presidential contest moves into a new phase and closes in on the middle. Moderate shopkeeper Tim Tuttle has already made preparations for the storm.
Oh yeah, here in the political middle, we always get hammered during an election. You got your blowhards out on the left, you got your blowhards on the right. Yeah, but when it's time to decide, they all come in here and claim this is where they belong. The fact of life, you get used to it.
Political moderate Tim Tuttle. For safety's sake, he says he will evacuate his family from the political center, sending them to live with right-wing fundamentalist relatives until the danger is over in mid-November. The U.S. Treasury bought back $1 billion worth of high-interest rate government bonds this week, starting a process intended to reduce the national debt. Treasury bond trader Laura Lassiter says it was fun.
If the national debt was a huge, huge, huge pile of manure going up about 14 stories, buying back a billion is like taking a spoonful from the top. It's hopeful as long as you don't look down or breathe. We're just gonna keep our shoes laced up tight and keep spooning.
Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan frightened financial markets again this week with talk of an interest rate hike. These Wall Street traders who asked not to be identified say they have come to dread every Greenspan speech.
Oh, when he said that thing about interest rates, I was shaking, you guys.
Yeah,
oh.
I thought I was going to have to change my pants.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And that part where he tries to pop that internet bubble.
Goosebumps.
A federal report says more commercial jets, cargo planes, and private aircraft will crowd the skies in the next several years to meet rising demand in the aviation industry. Annual domestic passenger growth is expected to average almost 4%. Sheila Bandenship of the Federal Airline Passenger Discomfort Agency says efforts will increase to counterbalance the rise in passenger bookings.
We're going to launch a nationwide effort to do more random cancellation of flights. We're going to push for narrower seats, less legroom, and we strongly recommend that the airlines heavily promote free travel for colicky infants. And we're going to downgrade the food, of course. With this kind of effort, I think we can keep passenger growth under control.
Sheila Bandenship of the Airline Passenger Discomfort Agency. There's another nursery rhyme in the news. Forrest Grimm reports.
When little Jack Horner was sent to sit in the corner with a pie, his mother intended it to be a lesson to him.
Jack had been on my nerves all morning. Here I am, trying to bake some pies, and he just constantly needs attention. I tried to let him help, but it takes so much longer when you have that kind of help. So I got exasperated. I gave him a pie and I sent him to the corner.
What happened next surprised both Jack and his mother. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum with the pit still inside. If Jack had eaten it, he might have choked.
It was an apple pie. I am sure of it. I dumped the filling right out of the can.
Mrs. Horner called the pie-filling authorities, who did a spot check and discovered plums in 8 out of 10 cans of apple, blueberry, and pecan pie filling. The Old English Pie Filling Company issued an immediate recall of 1.2 million cans of product, with lot numbers 10266 through 10294. Customers will get a coupon for a free can of pie filling to be named later. Forrest Grimm, Delaware.
And that's the news. I'm Leslie Jederick.